We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Final play looks like drawing a penalty. Prescott over the middle of the turf. Gets smoked right away. And that'll do it. The 49ers back to the championship game.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, let's get right to it. Let's go to the Bud Light guest line. All guests appear on the Bud Light guest line. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Coach, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Let me, you know what? Let me start here. I got to tell you the dynamic here, Mr. Vermeil. I'm from Reading, Pennsylvania, and I was 12 years old in 1976. So you're the football team that I grew up watching, and I see that they're already saying, "Why don't you?" Because we're in the Bay Area. Hey, why don't you ask Dick Vermeil about the 3-interception Rod Martin game? That's how nasty people are out here. What's going on? I mean,
that's right. You got to learn. You have to learn from the mistakes you make.
Coach, let me ask you this. I know it's a team game, a big game this Sunday in Philly, but I told my partner this Brock Purdy story. It's amazing, almost movie-like. And I said, there's no comp for this. And then I said, hold up, Dick, I'm in the shower. And it came to me. I'm like, Kurt Warner, that's the story. Do you see any similarities between what Brock Purdy's done this season and what he's trying to do and your guy Kurt Warner making a Hall of Fame career out of it?
Well, I think they both have the most important thing in common. They have a great ability to transfer information quickly, evaluate it, and have a sense of what to do right away. And then they've been extremely well coached by two great coaches, Mike Martz with me at the Rams and, you know, Kyle Shanahan and Brian Greasy with the 49ers. Those guys just don't come along very often. They can process information so quickly, but to do it properly, you have to be extremely well coached. And both of these guys were and are.
Let me ask you this, and we're joined by Dick Vermeil, Super Bowl champion coach. You mentioned Kyle Shanahan, and the one thing that seems to be consistent is coaches give him a lot of credit, whether they're retired coaches like you or the coaches in the game now. What is it about Kyle Shanahan that apparently separates him from some other coaches?
Well, first, it's his DNA, okay? His father is a Hall of Fame football coach and could have very easily been put in the Hall of Fame long before me, okay? A great football coach. And I don't think he could produce anything less, okay?
Right.
And Kyle, you know, you just stop and think where he's coached. Has he ever coached a quarterback that can't play well? No. Okay? No. Now, this guy is unusual because he's, you know, right out of the box and not expected to be what he is. And he plays super. You know, he has a game of 134 quarterback efficiency, 117 quarterback efficiency, 114.6 quarterback efficiency, 141 quarterback efficiency, 131.5 quarterback efficiency. That doesn't happen without a kid that doesn't have that great ability to process information quickly and isn't extremely well prepared.
Coach, the Niners have won 12 in a row. We talked about the genius that is Kyle Shanahan, and we talk about the Eagles all year long. We talk about that roster. Now you got a budding superstar on the cusp of a Super Bowl with Hurts. How does Philly win this game? What do you expect to see Sunday?
Well, I expect to see 49ers have a little more trouble with this style of offense than they have in the normal schedule. You know, I don't know if they've played an offense that's full of the college-style RPOs, run-pass options, and a quarterback running ability, designed running plays, let alone his scrambling ability. And I think that'll give him a problem. I really do. And no coach likes to have as many problems as Jalen Hurts and that offense presents them. And I think that'll be the difference in the game. And if Jalen is able to do the things he has been done, they'll win the game. If not, then the 49ers will win the game.
Super Bowl champion coach Dick Vermeil joining us on the Bud Light guest line. You know, a lot is talked about when we talk about the Philadelphia fans. You know, Brock Purdy's going to have to go into Lincoln Field and win a road game against the team that was 13-4 during the regular season. Talk to me about the Philly fan, because there's reputation out there. You started 4-10 in 76, 5-9 in 77 before you started getting it going. Tell the Bay Area about the Philadelphia Eagles fan.
Well, they love you win or tie. Okay. And don't tie too many. But all kidding aside, they're very passionate, they're very intense, and they're very loyal. And once they buy into you, then you've got a lifelong fan. You know, they treat me as if now, here I am at 86 years old, and I go around the community as if I won 5 Super Bowls. You know, I got in one and we got beat. You know,
right.
Yeah, very loyal that way. And it'll be a very intense environment for the 49ers to come into. I don't think they could go into a stadium that the environment will be more intense and more passionate than they'll find Sunday with the Eagles.
Coach, let me ask you this, because I'm always a comp guy. I tell my partner, he reminds me of him. He reminds me of him. But McCaffrey, I forgot just how great he was, because Carolina wasn't playing many meaningful football games here of late. But his impact on the offense reminded me of Marshall Faulk with you guys. When you hear that, you say what to that?
I would say it's close. I think it's very close. If he'd have been there all year, it might even be more dynamic today. But no question, he's a great football player. He comes from a great football family, and he's, again, being very well coached. I think they'll have a hard time doing some of the things he's been able to do so successfully. But Kyle Shanahan and the offensive staff, they usually find a way to move the ball they hadn't used before, okay? And sort of surprise you and get you off balance. You know, the running game, I like the old-fashioned offensive line play with the shoulder pads being used rather than the chest and coming off the ball and getting after you, running upfield, the old I formation toss, which nobody else runs, I think, but them. And, you know, they give you problems, but I kind of believe they will come up some different things that they haven't been using on a consistent basis.
See, Dick, here's how you'll know I'm from Reading. A guru, Eagles had a pretty darn good running back in the mid-70s, too, Wilbert Montgomery, who could do a little bit of everything.
Yeah, 194 yards rushing himself. No, 186 yards rushing himself in the NFC Championship game. You're talking about the right guy.
Coach, let me ask you this, because I'm going back to Kurt Warner. When it was the first run and he was playing his biggest game, did you feel the need because of his background and you know, people doubting him, basically, did you feel the need to pull him to the side to kind of give him that pep talk? And the reason I bring that up is I'm wondering if Kyle is going to treat this like another game, Brock being Mr. Irrelevant, or do you think, hey, son, let me talk to you about the enormity of what this game is going to mean?
I think Kyle will take the approach with him that, you know, just be what you've been to get us here.
Right.
Don't go beyond that. The rest of us will help you win the football game, but just don't make the mistakes. Don't make the mistake. Just be what you have been that allowed us to be playing in a championship game. And I think he can handle that. He's already proved it. First off, you know, he has proved he can process information quickly. He has proved that he can get sacked and come back and throw a completion. He's proved he can throw the deep pass coming across the middle of the tight end. He can throw the fade. He can do this. And he can scramble a little bit as well. And, you know, the last time he played against Jalen Hurts, when Hurts was in Oklahoma and he was at Iowa State, they both made a lot of touchdowns and made a lot of yards. So it'll be a fun game.
Dick Vermeil joining us on the Bud Light guest line. We always like to ask people this. Where are you watching the game, Dick? Where are you going to be Sunday at noon?
I'm going to be in Key West. We leave tomorrow.
Okay, so it'll be 3 o'clock your time. Kid.
Yeah, 3 o'clock. I'm in the East as we speak. Yeah, it'll be 3 o'clock.
Okay. Now you watch it at your pad down there.
Yeah, our daughter and son-in-law own a second home, and they allow us to use it in the winter for a few weeks. So that's where we're going.
Oh, sweet, sweet. Let me ask you this: the conventional wisdom this year was that the AFC was better than the NFC, but regardless of whether it's Philly or San Francisco, do you give the NFC participant a legitimate shot at it?
Oh yeah, sure. You know, there isn't one team going to Super Bowl this year that hasn't lost a game, okay? The last time that happened was Miami Dolphins many, many years ago. So each team knows they can be beaten if they don't play well, and especially when you get playing against a team that is equal to you and maybe has an edge or two in certain areas, and maybe you have an edge or two in certain areas over them. So the NFC could definitely win it if they get there, no question. You know, the 49ers could win it. I think the Eagles could definitely win it. The Chiefs could win it, and so could Cincinnati. That's what makes this Super Bowl so outstanding.
Coach, that's what I was going to ask you about, that AFC championship game. I mean, both those quarterbacks are Ferraris. But I'm hearing that, you know, Joe Burrow is 3-0 against Patrick Mahomes. Those are facts. He won the playoffs last year. I get that. But Mahomes has the ring. And I'm going down the road. Do you think it's unfair for people to say, you know what, Coach, I think Burrow is better than Mahomes? Because I find that unfair just because Mahomes has the hardware and he's been in that big game twice.
Well, I know this. If Mahomes is physically able to play a pretty healthy game, he's going to be very, very tough to beat. We all know that. Now, Burrow, there's nobody throwing the ball more accurately than him in football. But I think you've got to give Mahomes a little edge on the impromptu kind of play. And that's not a secret to anybody. Even my wife mentioned that when we're watching the game, and she's not a football coach. You know, he can do things and throw balls that other people can't throw. And more often than not, that helps him win a very, very tight football game. If he can't move and he's really locked into one spot on the field, then it may be a different story.
Coach, thank you so much for joining us. You sound great.
Thank you. Enjoy
the game on Sunday.
Okay, guys, take care.
All right. He snuck it in there.
That's
Dick Vermeil, courtesy of the Bud Light guest line.
Do you know and I'm being real, the Fly Eagles Fly? Because all I know is that.
Yeah. I mean, the words?
Yeah.
No. I don't know the words.
Can you get past Fly Eagles Fly? No. As far as I go.
No.
Fly Eagles Fly.
Okay.
That's it. Well, but when the stadium does it, I got to admit, it's kind of cool.
On the road to victory.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I mean, what you're missing is the best, is the E-A-G-L-E-Eagles.
I love, Niners need one. All the teams in the Bay need one.
I wanted to.
Because the Warriors got Warriors.
Dick Vermeil's a Bay Area guy. I forgot that. San Jose State. How about that? And he grew up Calistoga. That's right.
Yeah, South Bay.
Huh, and he's rooting for, he coached the Eagles, but he's from the Bay.
He'll be in Key West.
And he also coached the Chiefs. Yes, he did. Absolutely. Yeah.
The Go Eagles at the end, that was great.
Well, he got cut off, kind of.
So no special talk to Brock Purdy, like, hey, Brock.
You wish.
I got confidence. He said, you know, Guru, I pulled Kurt aside, just me and him, but he said, treat it like the whole. There might be a kind of stuff we don't know about that gets out.
Well, I mean, the funny thing is to me, you said, you know, what do you do? If you're Kyle Shanahan, and now Brock Purdy's going into the vet, Lincoln Field, you know it's going to be a tough environment. What do you say to it? Like, the answer could be anything. You know what I mean? Like, different coaches I guarantee you there's coaches out there that wouldn't do anything different than they've been doing up to this point. And if they haven't been saying, hey, there's a big game. Like, you don't have to tell Brock Purdy, it's going to be a big game. But maybe there are coaches out there that say, look, you were the last pick in the draft, and tomorrow's not guaranteed, and you got a chance to do something that nobody has ever, I don't know whether you put that thought in a guy's head that's probably already there and somewhere known, or you just let him go. I tend to believe, and maybe I'm wrong, that football's the sport that most, the athlete is most in a routine. There's a game every Sunday. Game Sunday. Monday you go in for something. Tuesday's the day off. Wednesday, Thursday's pads. You know, it's all regimented. So
that's why you love the Peyton Manning saying there were no adjustments.
Yeah,
we ate orange slices and
So
use the bathroom.
I'm sure some coaches are like, we're doing everything exactly the same as we did week one, two, three, four, five. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right. Where do you, speaking of coaches, because I do believe we coach shame, and Tom Sula, a little bit overweight, but that press conference, he was ruined that day, I believe. Now, you could say, Guru, he had 16 games to show you what he was, and that would have been a thing of the past. Sirianni, is he this young hotshot like McVay was, who's fallen on hard times, but McVay's got that Super Bowl snotty? When I say Sirianni and the looking at the camera, and he's got this year is just, hey, tell me how my season tastes, because they got the number one seed. Who, I'm just, in the Steiny meter, how does he come across to you? Like, is he dead? Like, is he going to be here for 8 years? Guru, he's got it. They play for him. He does something. Is he giving the, I believe he's talking to the players. I believe that dude gives speeches. But where are you at when you see Sirianni? Is he a front runner?
You and I are so different.
Yeah, because I, but there's an answer.
There's a million answers, and I don't know.
But there's only one Steiny.
So I look at Sirianni. This is his second year, right?
Yeah.
So he's gone to playoffs twice already.
Lost to Tampa Bay last year.
And I don't believe, like, before last year, the Eagles were not supposed to be some juggernaut.
They were a joke. They weren't a joke. They were in disarray. Right.
So, I mean, he's off to a great start. He's, yeah, he looks like, the, you know, it is a, yeah, he looks like a good coach.
All right.
I mean, he must be, right? He must be a good coach. Like, this they were good last year. They've now become better. Hurts has improved.
And he's almost, again, like Kyle, going back, but this would be his first trip to the Super Bowl. Yeah, the stock, the point, the arrow would be pointed up. It's pointed up right now.
Hey, you see, D'Amico Ryans is the leading candidate for the Denver job.
And I think that's a good job. Because of let's put the right on the
table. Denver's a great football town.
They've been using that. No, it is.
Great football team.
The black coach is turning like Houston down because of what they did with Wilkes and Lovie Smith. I just, and again, when it comes to black coaches from East County, and I know we weren't on this, but we're on it now, it's the second and third chances that I feel like black coaches don't get. And that's the root to the problem. But I would hate if a black coach said, I ain't going there. Go get that job.
I mean,
because now it's out. You know, Houston ain't going to do another, well, what black coach will go work for. But a black coach that wants a job, right?
Well,
then may never come back again.
All I can tell you is, so in Atlanta now, you know, Schlenk's out the door, the GM.
But he's still getting a check from Atlanta, right?
Yeah, but he's not anywhere near. Okay. Like, he's not working.
Okay.
And now they, you know, the word around the league is that the owner of Atlanta's son, a 27-year-old son, is basically running the team.
Oh, man.
So I saw a story the other day that Atlanta, they hired Kyle Korver to be in their front office, but they wanted a guy from San Antonio. I can't remember his name now. Shoot. But the guy in San Antonio turned down the job.
Said no.
Yeah.
What? Was he a brother?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know, because I recognize
the point is he was toxic. He didn't want to go do it.
Yep. So,
but how many jobs like Denver? I think Denver has a lot of talent. I think Hackett, Russell Wilson. Not Russell was to blame. Had a little poor. He was a little fatter, football fatter. Russ, you got to get in better shape. But that's a damn good job for D'Amico or any coach. Because they got some stuff in the
415 weighing in on the Xfinity mobile text line saying, Guru, the Broncos is a good job? Question mark. With colossal phony on and off the field Russell Wilson at quarterback. I mean, he declined this year. What do you expect from them next year? Russell Wilson.
For his wife, the beautiful Sierra, to look in the mirror and say, Russ, where's that guy that was in Seattle? You were in the driveway of the Hall of Fame. They paid you almost $300 million. You're not done. You're not shot.
Sounds like you need to give him a pep talk.
Yeah.
So it's funny. You did it
Dan
again.
Dan Campbell is me. That's the coach that gives the that's the dude, Steiny. Yes. Yeah, thank you.
You picked the one guy. 6-5-0 You're right.
On the, that's the. But dude, that's there's more Dan Campbells out there. I didn't like that. Though.
I'd rather have Kevin O'Connell.
He does look like John back there.
You O'Connell. Think I'm talking about Sean O'Connell?
No, who the hell is John? The Viking coach looks like him. I said
I'm talking
that.
About.
There's two O'Connells.
And they both look the same?
They got so yeah, they favor each other, along with their long-lost son, John.
So you had said, we talked about something the other day that you said, man, maybe, what came on the changeover, you said, Joy Taylor. Oh, the beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Joy Taylor.
You know who her brother is.
I don't care now. But, you know, you really want to do that? You know, single somebody out for their look.
Is that where we're, is that taboo?
Well, I think not taboo is too strong, but here's my point.
Oh, wow.
When I was thinking, I probably don't do that anymore.
I'm married.
But my mom today on Facebook.
Okay. Mary.
Drops a photo of Paul Newman or Steve McQueen.
I liked it. Yeah. It was Newman.
Yeah. And she said, gorgeous. And I'm like, well, she did it. She called.
But what would the infraction be?
The infraction would be.
I'm married.
That you're,
I'm thirsty.
Here's the infraction.
I'm giving credit where credit is due.
You're just asking me what I think. I think the infraction is that the first thing you're saying about somebody is about their physical exterior.
Oh, okay.
But I don't.
Yeah. Some people agree with me saying, telling you stop being sensitive, but I think you're on to something.
Well,
hey, if I was doing a talk show in New York, Good Morning America, hey, everybody, we're joined by the beautiful Joy Taylor. Hey, Joy, how you doing?
Yeah.
That would work. Or would it be sexist?
Well,
here comes the fat girl, the Guru Johnson.
We should probably get
Then it would be all hell would break loose, right? Yeah, get out. Yeah,
let's break.
Yeah, save by the bell.
You want to go to break right now?
He said
a minute and a half.
It was a joke.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Gotcha.
He said, get off of
415, and I got to break something to the 415. 415 says, Guru's going to be sleeping in the lab.
No, my wife don't listen. They hate what I do.
The thing is, we've discovered that the lab is actually his bedroom.
Nothing disappointed you.
Oh, my gosh. It was.
I got it. I'm going to get a man cave. But my son's out the house or something.
Why don't you take over his room?
But then he comes back home. What I do?
That's true.
Say, am I glad you left?
That's true.
No, but I might be. Yeah.
Hey, the road to Glendale. It's brought to you by the SF Sheriff's Office. Future begins here. Your future. Visit sfsheriff.com to apply today. Don't forget, we've got Cam Inman coming up at 2 o'clock. Let's open up the lines at 888-957-9570. What kind of game do you think Kyle Shanahan wants? What kind of game does he want? Of course, he wants a 40-0 win. But how do you think he scripted it out? I'm not necessarily talking his plays, but be the best way for the Niners to get over on the Eagles this weekend. 888-957-9570.
Stoney, I'm going to be numb. I'm going to be on my numb, numb juice.
Now, back to Stoney and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
You know what, Goo? I've decided I'm not going to renew my prescription glasses.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Going to get the Rutherfords.
That's a dad joke.
Yeah.
That's a dad joke.
Yeah. Well, I've seen enough.
Dad, wow. The McGee won.
Well, they're supposed to be somewhat, they're supposed to be kind of groaners, if you know what I mean.
But the joke made sense.
That most dad jokes.
Subscription. Well,
never mind. Okay. All right. You know what? I got off to a bad start with a Dick Vermeil interview. Should I? You know what? Maybe I should start scripting like Kyle Shanahan.
The first 15?
Yeah, the first 15 minutes of an interview. Let's go to, you know what? We got Gus the from Los Gatos. Los Gatos. What are you laughing at? Anyway, what's going on, Gus? You're going to the game, huh?
I am. I'm leaving. When are the Niners going to Philly, by the way?
I asked that yesterday, Gus.
What's Kyle doing?
I think they got to be going Friday.
Wow.
But we can,
they better get there.
Well, I'll tell you what, Gus. Seriously, I'll ask, we'll ask Cam Inman at 2 o'clock.
Who you going with, Gus?
Yeah.
Who you going with?
So, I got a call. I'm from Philly originally, and I got a call on Tuesday from my best buddy. He's like, dude, I got a ticket. I won't tell you how much it was, but he was like, I got a ticket. You just got to get a flight out here. And I'm going. Guys, nice. As a fan of football, I cannot wait. I literally cannot wait. But I'm kind of trying to figure you out, Goo, because yesterday you're like, you know, the Niners are going to have to score more than 24, and now today you're kind of hating on Hurts, and it's like, well, if the Niners got to put up more than 24 to win this game, I'm thinking Hurts is going to play well. And it, what's not getting talked about is before the season, you know, the Eagles were shopping for quarterbacks. You know, they were looking at Russell Wilson. You know, they were shopping around. And to see what Hurts has done and the humility the guy has, I couldn't be a bigger fan of his. And, you know, just like Purdy, you know, he was counted out a little bit. And he faced the adversity, and to see what he's done is amazing. Now, obviously, like Purdy, he's got weapons. You know, he's got great weapons, but the guy's doing it. And to go back to Sirianni, you know, I get it. It can rub people the wrong way. But I think he's got a lot of help, too, from his coordinators. You know, both his offensive and defensive coordinators are interviewing for head coaching positions. And that's just got to take some of the burden off the head coach, knowing you can delegate to real professionals.
Hey, you know what, Gus? Let me tell you something. You speak well. You speak for all Philly fans. Listen to this from DG on the YouTube chat. Is this guy a Niner or Eagle fan? That's right. He's an Eagle fan. Was he obnoxious? No. Did he know his football? Yes. That gentleman, Gus, that's a Philadelphia Eagles fan. Classy, composed, and knowledgeable.
They throw batteries.
He's a bum.
By the way.
They throw batteries.
By the way.
They booed Santa.
Here's the question.
And they booed Michael Irvin. Okay. Don't make them to be.
Let me tell you what we're doing tomorrow.
And Mother Teresa.
I'm dead serious. We're going to have a gentleman on tomorrow.
Why not today? He couldn't do it.
Oh, that's right. You're not going to be here tomorrow.
I'll
need more content without you tomorrow. So I gotta. Because I got Evan.
L.E. Dog. You better be careful.
And I got to tell you something. Coming on tomorrow, he's either going to call. We're going to get in touch with him either at noon for the changeover or 2:30. And he's a friend of mine.
You better not flake.
Tony.
Because you'll cuss him out off air.
I have his number. Tony DeMarco.
Come on, man. You got me looking bad.
Tony DeMarco is a...
That's a Philly name.
40-year season ticket holder. I went to he's a little older than me. I went to college with him. He's into theater. He's very talented. And we're going to talk about the Philadelphia Eagles fans. And because he's going to tell you about...
It's a myth.
He knows about Santa Claus.
All right,
he was there when Michael Irvin... got knocked
and
out.
And I think you said hands could have came together.
So.
Oh, man. Evan will be hard on him. He'll cut the crap.
And I'll rip him.
Yeah. I kind of want to set him up with my guy Willard, because Willard was killing Philly fans.
You didn't bring that up today. They'll bring it up tomorrow.
Those are so much more fun when we all get along. Don't you think?
No, it's never personal. So yes, when there's something...
you can't say that.
See, I'm not you. I'm a lover, not a fighter. It sounds different. People think, oh, you and Steiny. Come on. Hey, I got a friend, Marky. So I'm unlike you and a lot of others, Steiny. I've been out high school years. And I got like 12 or 13 dudes that I've went to school, played Little League with, that are still my friends. I got this one friend, Marky.
Okay.
Niner fan, listens to us every day. We bet $50 last year on the Niner-Dallas game, and somehow I forgot to pay.
Okay.
So he sends me a text. We hadn't been in communication. He goes, you want to run it back? I go, run what back? He goes, dude, you owe me 50. I was in the car, felt so bad, but I took the bet. And now I owe him 100.
Wait, what'd you bet again last week?
Yeah. So,
not for this week.
Yeah, for last week. See, but he got to call in so I could give it to him, right? Because he's being so, we're boys.
You're the guy who doesn't pay.
Oh, no, I'm
not
that.
Fantasy league, so nobody expects you to pay on time anymore.
I was the first one this year to pay Evan.
He was.
Dude, it bothered me. It's not Evan's. Hold on.
You know what? This is the text line,
Phil,
right?
It's coming, Phil.
Quit talking about it. Pay the man. His money.
I got to wait for payday. Because the wife will be like,
well,
where's
that
going?
It's not even payday Friday, is it?
Next Friday.
How can you be out of money? It's not even halfway through the paycheck.
Welcome to my life. But you see, now gas coming down.
Just Venmo him right now.
But you got to have something to Venmo. I told him I'm going to take care of him.
What's his name?
Marky. Hey, bushes are moving. That's a term when people are looking for you, Stoney. The old cartoon of the bushes. You can see the feet under the bushes. But, man, that's my boy. I'm going to pay him, Stoney.
Fabian Gonzalez thinks you should pay him interest.
120. And that's my dog. Yeah, I'm going to take care of
it. Let's go to Matt. Matt's in Carmichael. Hey, Matt, how you doing, buddy?
Doing all right, guys. Doing all right. Hey, obviously we know Travis Kelce is huge for the Chiefs. I've been watching the Eagles games last couple of weeks, and, you know, Jason Kelce is obviously a force for them. Who do you think is more important for their respective teams? Is it Jason Kelce or Travis Kelce? Thanks, guys.
Oh, it's Travis Kelce to me. He is what I thought Tyreek Hill was. And when you say a quarterback's best friend, you know who it is, Daddy, is a tight end. And there's no doubt. Travis Kelce, talk to me when Mahomes doesn't have that at his disposal. No shade at the other Kelce. It's Travis Kelce. I love the question.
I agree.
And why is somebody on the Xfinity Mobile text line saying Gus was a Steeler fan?
Because they don't know what they're talking about.
And that's like, do you get off typing that?
Well, I spelled Steelers wrong, too.
Yeah, I saw that. S-T-E-A-L.
Who do you guys think is more important to their team? George Kittle or Dallas Goedert?
Wow.
I'd have to say Kittle at this point. If it has nothing to do with the skill level, like, oh, of course you'd take Kittle over Goedert. Man.
But both these offenses are loaded.
But
well, who's Kittle, the quarterback?
Kittle's been unleashed.
Who do I got at quarterback?
You have the same guy you have now.
Well, no. What if I got Brock? I think my answer would be different.
That's
if
why
I got.
Well, you have Brock, obviously, because he's quarterbacking Sunday.
Kittle with that big catch Sunday.
Great hands.
Ball. Yeah, that ball was. Are we all in agreement that was overthrown?
Oh my God, no.
No what?
He put the ball on his fingertips.
We're talking about
end
the
of
same
story.
Play where he had to go plastic, man?
Yes, a guy with great hands does not juggle that.
God, boy, have we. Look at it, y'all, KC. Come on, that was a.
What?
He put his life on the line, his body on the line for that catch.
Apparently he didn't. Because that Dallas guy.
Dude, he's getting killed for it.
He should be.
His contract status is.
I mean,
a lot of people not happy.
You know what? Risk
your neck and chest to separate. Diggs, you got to separate him from the ball. Business decision.
I think I've watched football my whole life, and I don't think I've ever seen a better opportunity for a defensive back or a linebacker to absolutely, positively destroy somebody. But you know what? George Kittle, 6'5". Probably 35.
Probably more than that.
So, you know, it's easy to say that if it's Tyreek Hill juggling. But you hit Kittle, you may get hurt.
This is so bad, but I'm laughing from the
250.
Yeah, he's probably more than that. From the Xfinity mobile text line.
John just said he's 250. Guru, into my ear.
Use your pickup basketball strategy. Tell Marky he owes you $100.
Oh my God. I don't think I've ever seen you laugh like this.
No, tell him he owes me $100. The Jedi mind trick. Because I'll say the score is it. You know, that's like your glasses joke. You didn't get it.
Joseph on the YouTube text line. I'm surprised no one really talks about the coaching matchup. Does anyone really think that Philadelphia coach will outcoach Shanahan? A dude that ran Andrew Luck into retirement.
Okay, relax.
Yes, it's possible.
And how about McCarthy?
It's absolutely possible.
Right there to win the game.
It's possible. It's possible.
It's about the horses, man. The players on the field.
Absolutely. Let's go to Anthony in San Jose.
What's up, man?
Get him off.
But oh no, Stoney, look, he works here. He is part of our family.
Who?
Bonte.
But my name's not Bonte.
I told him he's not talking to Bonte.
That is too great. But he really thought he was talking to him. That's great. They could have let the call go.
It was like, do you ever see the TNT?
We run a tight ship back here.
Damn right.
So tight, the man got
when,
in.
When Barkley goes, I don't care if somebody gets my name wrong or something like that, or calls me something else. And then I think somebody called Shaq Shrek. And Shaq was like getting upset. If I remember it correctly.
I sent that to you. They were saying, people say I look like somebody.
Right.
And Barkley interjected Shrek.
That's right.
And Shaq, dude, right. That is classic. He was hot. He didn't like that.
He was
one.
Mad. He was mad. Yeah. No doubt about it. It's like when they say,
who's the boy I don't like? Because I got Denzel my whole life. Now it's Tracy Morgan. Oh. Thank you. Dude, I'll fight you. That dude is hideous. I like it.
Barkley said to get his name right at the bank, though. That's all that matters.
Wow.
How's Cam last night? We got Cam Inman coming up in 15 minutes.
We ain't talking no Warriors.
We're going to, we'll get back into the Niners. We can talk about it now. We got 10 minutes, 10, 15 minutes. Talk to me.
It was a sloppy first half. And I'm going to tell you what I told producer E, Allen Styles and Lucas and JD and Whitley. I'm worried about Wiggins. This is bigger than the game. He was just sick, so I thought. And I'm just wondering, will he be available tomorrow? But with that, Jordan Poole won him the game. I thought Memphis had no chance of losing.
Jordan Poole won him the game.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
He just made a layup. DiVincenzo won that game for him, baby. Well,
I'll give you that because we did talk about that. But Stoney, they foul. I don't know if they foul because they leave a little something to be desired when it comes to athleticism. Why do you foul? If you had to talk to a team, forget the Warriors.
You're going to hate my answer.
Hey, this is Matt Stymus from Reading, PA. Yeah. Stoney, talk to our team. They foul a lot. Why would you say that is?
Because they're old. They're an older team. Their players that mean the most are all just losing some of their quickness.
But they're a year removed, Mr. Matt Stymus, from winning a championship.
I know, and you say a year removed, and I say, man, that's a big year. It ain't like last year anymore.
They went down Memphis and tied it up on a foul. Like, that's... I'm telling you this, I really believe... Once the playoffs start, come talk to me about the real Golden State Warriors. Now, you may say, Goo, what seed are they going to be?
Right.
Could be seventh.
Well, that's a play-in.
Oh, my God.
That's not the playoffs.
They're about to go on a run.
Okay.
Yeah. They got Toronto, who beat the crap out of Sac last night. No light to beam.
So...
See, that wasn't funny, and you laugh. And well, I want you to laugh.
I'm laughing at Light the Beam, and not you.
It's fantastic. There's nothing ever
fantastic or corny.
Oh, this is real. To put a light beam. Well, you don't like Star Wars or nothing. You don't have no imagination.
Why not? Fireworks after every win.
Where?
On top of the stadium.
Who wants to hear that?
That's still only nine. Well, they start at 7:30. It's only 10 at night.
When they do the national anthem and then they do the pop, pop, I duck. Like last night, like, oh, slow down.
I see.
A good win last night. That's all I said.
No doubt. And I was thinking about this.
No, Wiseman. Like,
they came to play. They won. The issue has not been getting up for games here and there during the course of the season. The issue has been what's going to happen Friday in Toronto. Here, but it's against Toronto.
Toronto Athletic, long.
What if, you know?
See, I'm not. The and MO JD is and I lose. Talked about this, study. I think that is not low-hanging fruit. That's not what I'm saying. They're coming to play. They came to play in Chicago when they lost without DeRozan. Like, last night, that wasn't Boston to me. I'm not even looking at the Warriors like sometimes you do a no-show. That's why I'm more panicked than you are about, okay, what I thought is the problem. It may not be the clutch. It could be the tranny. Cool. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, you keep saying they came to play last night. That supersedes their... They almost lost that game. It technically,
right.
They should have lost.
Well, so you're saying they came to play and they still almost lost?
That's what's good. Yeah, well, and I believe more times than not, that's why I cited the Chicago game. They came to play. Well, Draymond told us he didn't because he needed the heckling from the fan. So I can't go against him on that. But I don't know where this thing is going to end up, man. But you do not want to be in the play-in game. And Curry is not all the way back healthy. He'll never tell you that because he's presidential. And no Wiseman. Kuminga, great dunk. But you see, I ain't in here. So it was a dunk, left-handed throwdown.
It was sweet. It was a sweet dunk.
You didn't tweet.
About what?
The dunk.
AJ Anunoby.
Why'd you do that?
Because he's on his way.
It's OG. They're making fun of me because I said AJ Anunoby. That's one of Spadoni's favorites, to tell you the truth. I don't mind it. I actually don't mind it.
I was thinking about Spadoni.
Why?
There's three, I got to imagine, four show threads. Spadoni's the most popular dude.
Yeah, I would agree.
I got to believe he's on all three. He's on the morning. He's on the midday.
Do you know he is?
Yeah, and he's on the R's.
Let's take Miles him off
Turner.
Ours.
You do. I guess that's where Spadoni. I love. That's where I'm going.
Although
he's
always got the best ideas.
Dude, he's the best
comments.
But that's the dude here.
The glue guy.
Yes, Spadoni.
Oh, 415. Steiny and Guru. I love the show. I'm gonna say something nobody else is willing to say. The Warriors are done.
And the way he wrote it, he meant it.
He did.
Now, what would that... Wiggins didn't play, Jay.
Well...
They are small.
Of course, because I'm a man of nuance. Oh, yeah. My first question is, well, what is done?
Not winning it.
Right. I'd finish that sentence with, the Golden State Warriors are done winning titles.
I don't agree with that.
Okay. Right. That's fine. But if they get to the... Like, if they lose in the Western Conference Finals, they're not done.
Yeah, no doubt.
Like,
but they still, the person that said they'll never win another one or hoist up another O'Brien trophy is right. Until proven otherwise.
I don't want to put this. Okay, so like the Celtics in the 80s, they won in 81, 84, 86.
Gotcha.
87, they lost in the finals.
They're not done.
88, they lost, I think, in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Still not done to me.
Right. So that's why they say, oh, the Celtics in the 80s. Well, right. They didn't win anything after 86.
Steph may be without Clay. I hope this is not the case.
Wait, why?
There's a scenario to where Dre can move on, Clay can move on, and if you still got Steph, Jordan, Poole, and whatever happens, like, there's going to be a new version of this team. And I'm telling you, I saw something I didn't like last night.
Tell me.
I didn't like going small in the regular season because I thought that was so prestigious to where that was something you do in the offs. Yeah. But Curry, if you feel like you need to jump, no doubt. But the combination of Looney, and I don't know how you avoid it, and Draymond Green, who are natural non-scorers or look for their own shot, is finally, when they say the chickens are coming home to roost, I'm telling you, Stoney, that is a bad omen. We are in a league now, more so than ever. It's about scoring.
League stinks.
It's offensively, you cannot have two guys get the ball, go. but they're not going to go because they're going. Yeah. That is a problem.
Well, that's why they moved.
But last
into the
night, stadium. Wiggins wasn't there, so I saw it more than normally.
But hold on
more
a
than
sec.
Normal. I don't like it.
Then why is Curry, Clay, Wiggins, Looney, Draymond the highest, the best plus minus unit in the league?
Well, what did you tell me? Dude, they ain't playing. I love that stat. That's not 48 minutes. That's not the whole game. That's the start, first quarter. That ain't the whole game.
I know.
So when you break that up is where I'm starting to see. We saw it. Trey at the top of the tee. Go. Oh, you don't go. Okay. No shit. Looney, go. It's the ball back out. Basketball is a game of rhythm.
Our guy Jay is being more specific. He says
he's love this.
Done as in competing for a title. That's, I don't even know what proof you have. No, it's an opinion.
But you read it. You're giving them too much run, I believe. Like, there's no proof yet.
Well, that's pretty strong.
There's not that gap year.
I'll even allow for that.
But call us if they don't win it this year. They're champs right now, Jay, and I get how you feel. But for you to give them three text reads.
Keep texting in.
Can you relate to this guy?
Yeah, right. Put your phone down.
No, he's a 415. I'm a 510. We'll go to Pat in Foster City. Cam Inman coming up in 5 minutes. What's up, Pat? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, thanks for taking the call.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Warriors are, you know, when they're when they want to play a top team, they're awesome. I mean, you know, they win these games when the top teams, when they're reasonably healthy. And I just think they kind of laying low and, you know, doing the Popovich kind of just go through the motions till we get to the playoffs and turn it on, you know?
I think that's part of it. My question to you, Pat, is do you think they'll be able, are they going to be able to play that way game after game after game, either late in the regular season or and into the playoffs?
Well, they did last year, you know, so...
They did. They did. Thanks, Pat. Appreciate the call. They did last year, but this year has been
dramatically different. Nope.
They won 18 of their first 20, and at Christmas, they're all thinking, you know what? We can be pretty good again. And that was already in their head. They knew that as they struggled a little bit through the course of the season.
But that's coming off a year to where they were eliminated in a play-in game.
Right. They had motivation.
The incentive, right. Yeah. So this year's like, oh, okay,
Well, if that's what you want to believe.
Well, that's all I could believe.
Well, they used to be able to play
with this much effort and be
30
and 15. I can't be on both sides of the barn. 24 and 24 after 48 is not what is part of the plan.
I'm sorry, I was...
24 and 24 after 48 games is not part of any plan that I think that's what they set out to do. And I think they're embarrassed by that road record. If you could tell, Kerr can't stand it.
Well, then go win some games on the road. Like you always used to do. We got Cam Inman on the other side. The road to Glendale. It's brought to you by Ameriwest Credit Union, working for you today, tomorrow, and together. This segment also sponsored by Anheuser-Busch. Coming up next on the Bud Light Guest Line, 95.7 The Game, 49ers Insider, Cam Inman. Steiny, are you ever in a good mood? I'm in the best mood of my life right now. Are you kidding?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.